Sometimes, when I'm feeling anxious, or I notice my mood is drawing in, I take myself off to a quiet retreat in a nearby park. There's a nature reserve set aside on a leafy island between two channels of water that once fed an old watermill. It's a very simple place, reachable by a small wooden bridge and overgrown with shrubs and brambles on either side. I stroll along the muddy track, through the trees, taking in my surroundings until I reach the end of the island. Along the way, I notice the sunlight, the wind, or the rain in my face, depending on the interplay of elements and the weather that day. Eventually, I find myself a usual spot beneath a low-hanging tree, a willow, sitting on a square-hewn log by the river. I wait a while for my senses to settle, close my eyes and start to inhale and exhale, using long drawn-out breaths. At this point, I feel both relaxed and enlivened. My body is alert, my mind focused. I become totally immersed in the present moment and allow the plants and trees to close in around me. I can already sense the first stirrings of my melancholy lifting. As I observe the shifting sensations in my body, I can feel my muscles untighten and relax, the fresh air fill my lungs, and my head becoming lighter. It's a good feeling, and I endeavour to stay with it a while. On some days, of course, I fight with it endlessly, backwards and forwards, unable to tear myself away from my thoughts disturbing me. But on each occasion, I try, like an errant child, to turn my attention back to my breath. And each time I do, I stay with my attention a little longer. Breathing becomes my guide to patience and relaxation. As soon as I found my rhythm, I remind myself of the practice that has become such a familiar routine. At first, I focus on the sound and sensation of my breath before turning my attention to concentrate on listening to my body, as well as picking up on the sensations of the external world. It's important for me to listen with clarity and precision, to select out the different sounds and identify their distinct characteristics, even as I listen to the blended tones and notes as a whole. It's also vital to pay attention to the constantly evolving movement of the sound, as it finds its own rhythm, cadence, and harmony. Each sound I notice has its own tone and mood and sentiment. As the sounds filter through the trees, I am already attuning myself to the flow of nature's sensations. Perhaps the chime of the river as it forks to the left or the right, as it ripples over stepping stones, or the wind passing through the bulrushes and the dangling vines of the weeping willow. The sudden flutter of pigeons ruffling their feathers and taking flight. The songs of birds and squawks of parakeets, even the whoops and screams of children, or the distant swish of traffic, and the occasional drone of a plane in the background. If I remain true to myself, I can maintain this attention for reasonably long periods of time. I soon forget about the distractions or following unnecessary trains of thought, which I acknowledge and let go of. After a while, the noisy chatter in my mind has gone. At this point, I am poised on the cusp of sensing and perceiving, somewhere near the intersection between my innermost self and the external world. It is where I want to be.